Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you are glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Come on. And praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. And that's the way we ought to be every time. That it is time to go to the house of the Lord, we ought to be glad. Our hearts ought to be full of joy and gladness as we come into the presence of the Lord. Let's raise our hands up this morning and just give the Lord a praise. Let's give the Lord a praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, once again, an opportunity to gather here and worship and fellowship one with another. And we know, as always, the entrance of thy word gives light. Now, Lord, we're looking to thy word this morning to be a lamp unto our feet, to be a light unto our path, to bring that light in our life and let it shine more and more unto the perfect day. And to God be the praise, to God be the glory. Father, Lord, glorify thyself this morning in the word of the Lord. And let every soul be fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on. This morning, quit ye like men. Be stronger in the Lord. I'm going to start at 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. It says, watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men and be strong. Now, so that's the message this morning. Quit ye like men. Now, that doesn't mean give up. You know, in fact, it's the exact opposite. What this message will show this morning is that you don't give up. And you don't let the devil push you over. See, but you stand and fight the good fight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Praise God. Now, David, as a young man, he went up against Goliath. You heard me talk about that many times in the church here. And he came up to the camp, and Goliath, army of the Philistines, he was just ridiculing everybody and so forth. Nobody come up against him and so forth like that. And he said, if you find a man, he and I can fight, and whoever wins, that let their armies and their, you know, team win the victory and so forth like that. So David, he came up there, and everybody was cowering, you know, and David said, what shall be done to the person that brings this guy down? You know, and they looked at him like, you know, you gotta be kidding. And Saul, he tried to give him his armor and all of that and so forth. He tried it on, but he couldn't do it. You know, he said, no, I'm going to go like, you know, I used to do. I'm not comfortable with this. And he told him, he said, you know, when I was keeping my father's sheep out in the country, there was a lion that came up against the sheep and I took it. See, you know, I wrenched, you know, delivered the bear out of, I mean, the sheep out of his hand and so forth like that. You know, and the beard also rose up against, you know, and I took him by the beard and, you know, slew him and all of that. And he said, you know, same God, amen, that delivered, yes, sir, the same God that delivered the beard and the lion into my hand, he will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hand this morning. Praise God. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Thank you, Jesus. David, he didn't back down from Goliath or anybody else. You know, he took the fire right to him, and the Lord gave him the victory. Now, we're going to talk this morning on how not to stay down for the count. Now, you may be going through certain things, you know, or, you know, things and challenges and so forth like that, and situations and all that, you know, but you must fight the good fight. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about the Lord's will fight a battle for you. In the message, the battle is the Lord. Now, there are some things that the Lord will absolutely have to fight for you. You know, and but in this message, we're going to show the part that you have to do. See, And well, you know, even though you have to do this, we know it is the Lord that's going to give you the victory. But there's this fight of good faith, the fight of good faith that you must fight. And we're going to show that this morning in the scriptures and so forth. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul, he was in prison and looking at some of the Roman soldiers and different things and so forth. And he saw how they were clad with all the armor and so forth. They had a helmet. They had the breastplate, they had the girdle, they had the shield, they had the sword, they had all of these things. So Paul said, well, you know, and the Holy Spirit, he began to move on him, and he wrote something like that, you know, similar, you know, the kind of weapons, you know, and how we should, the warfare and so forth that we're fighting, and how we should be clad with our own weapons too. He wrote that to the elect, and here's what he said in Ephesians, you know, chapter 6, and he begins to tell us, every one of us, he says here in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, that's against every plan and every imagination of the devil. See, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in happiness. Now that spiritual wickedness happens. That's unclean spirits. That's all of the things that bring aggravation and problems and, you know, trials and difficulties and just hard times in the lives of people and so forth like that. You know, and all of these things. But the Bible says that it's not against flesh and blood. It's not this person over here or that person over here. It is this demon powers. And Paul is going to tell us by the power of the Spirit, you know, how we go into combat against these things. And he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Now stand therefore, having your loins. So he looked at that soldier, and he saw the girdle. And he said, have your loins girt about with truth. Now that's the first thing he mentioned is truth. See? Truth. Now, Jesus said in John chapter 17 and verse 17, he said, thy word is truth. So, the word of God is the truth. That Jesus said also in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, there is such a thing as facts, but there is also the truth of the word of God. Now, I've got a message about that, but I'm not going to preach that this morning. But the facts may be in your situation. You might be sick. You might have some challenges and sicknesses and some diseases and so forth. And we can't deny the fact many times that, you know, you've got some of these challenges and some of these sicknesses and diseases and all the things that the devil throws up against you. Those may be the facts. But the truth, which is a lot higher than the fact. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. The word of God is the truth. Remember the message that we spoke a few weeks ago on, it is written in the volume of the book concerning me? That's right. You know, so the word of God, which is the truth. Now, if you're sick and so forth, and doctors and all of that, you know, we don't, you know, we won't deny the fact that you may be sick. But here's what the Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and 24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Amen. Praise God. We were already healed. That's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're already healed. See, that is the truth of the word of God. The fact may be that you are sick, but the truth is that you are already healed. Amen. Now, let's go back and continue the weapons and so forth that we need to put on here, and how we be clad, how we should clad ourselves, you know, with the full armor of God. And so he talked about the truth was the first thing, and we're reading Ephesians chapter 6, you know, and we're reading down through there, and he talked about the truth, which being the first thing that he wants us to put on there, and then he talks about the breastplate of righteousness. Now, you've heard me speak so many times about righteousness. The Bible said the scepter of his throne is a scepter of righteousness. Now, there is nothing that we can get from God, you know, unless you are on that path of righteousness. You know, that's the very path of righteousness. Yes, that's what leads to the gates of heaven. And it's the gates of hell that are going to try to prevent you, you know, from getting to the gates of heaven through the paths of righteousness. The devil, he doesn't want you to live a righteous life and so forth. But except you be righteous, sir. You know, and so forth like that. You might punch holes in your armor this morning. You know, the Bible says, whosoever breaks a hedge, a serpent might come in and by. Now, we don't want to do that. See, we don't want to punch holes in our armor. You know, so righteousness, hallelujah. That's the thing that we want to put on here. And have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. We must take this gospel, you know, the power of the gospel. You know, that's also one of the things that we use as our armor here. It's the whole armor of God. Now, and he says, oh, I love this part. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, that devil, he'll throw so many things at you, but that shield of faith, you will just quench everything that he throws at you. You know, one time, you know, several months ago, about a year or so, or I don't know how long ago, when we were, you know, some challenges here at the church when we were starting out and so forth like that. And, you know, and one day I went out to pray and I said, Lord, you know, I was, you know, crying unto the Lord and so forth. And he says to me, you're forgetting your secret weapon. And I said, my secret weapon? He said, yes. I said, what is that? I said, your faith. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you have that faith, and if you know how to walk that faith, all things are possible to him that believe it. Now, that faith, it'll quench the fiery darts. And I've known that in my life, using that faith by the power of God through the word. See, now faith, in order to be valid, must be based on the word of God. Now, through the word, using that faith, oh boy, God has gotten me every victory on every side. Now, remember also the message we preached a few months back to say, this is the victory, you know, that overcometh the world. We preached that message on overcomers and so forth like that. You know, so the victory is in your faith. Now, he told us you can use the shield of faith, quench everything that the devil is going to throw at you. And it's a helmet of salvation. Oh my. But as if you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord, you don't have this salvation. You know, here is an opportunity for you to get in with God. Put on that helmet of salvation. Oh my, my, my. And oh no, let the Lord, see, let the Lord help you this morning. Hallelujah. You just cry unto the Lord, and that's the way, you know, it's that simple. And he will help you, and he will give you eternal life. And we're going to read something in a minute that Paul tells Timothy. You know, and then he says, also, you take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, you can slice everything, you know, with that sword. You know, Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, that the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, it is quicker, it is powerful, and it is sharper than any sword. So he can, you know, he just slides asunder everything. You know, both, you know, the spirit and the soul, you know, both the bone and the marrow, discerns the thoughts of the heart and so forth, you know, the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He knows that word, you know, he go right in there, and he will bring the victory to you if you stay right through with the word of God. Praise the name of Jesus. And then he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for us. So the prayer, intercessory prayer, that's another weapon that you use while you pray for others. God will take care of your needs. Now, Bible said that Job, his situation was turned around when he prayed for his friends. Now, how many of you say amen to that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's what Paul said to Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, he is going to tell Timothy to fight the good fight and to lay hold on eternal life. Here's what he says. He says, I'll read it from verse 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. Now that's righteousness again. Godliness and faith, love, patience, and meekness. And he tells him, fight the good fight of faith. Now, lay hold also on eternal life, whereunto thou hast called, been called, and so forth like that. And you also have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Lay hold on that eternal life. Don't let it pass you by. And fight that good fight of faith. You know, and Paul, his own testimony in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8, he says, you know, saying his own testimony about the fight of faith and so forth, he said, I have fought a good fight. That's 2 Timothy 4 and 7. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, he shall give me at that day, and not only for me, but for all those that love his appearing. Amen. You know, so Paul, he gave that testimony. And will you be able, when it's all said and done, to give such a testimony about yourself to say, I have fought a good fight and I have kept the faith? Now, are you fighting the good fight? Are you keeping the faith? Are you staying on course? You know, here's what the Bible says again in 1 Corinthians concerning this this fight of faith, the good fight and running the good race and so forth, you know, that we need. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'm going to read from verse 26. And Paul is talking about this. Actually, let me start at 24. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race, they run all, but only one gets the prize? So run, that ye may obtain. See, he's talking about the prize. And he says, everyone that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, athletes, you know, they have to train and work out and put themselves through a strenuous regimen and so forth like that, you know, because of the competition that they are in and so forth. See, they're striving for mastery. See, now, they are doing it for a corruptible crown, he said, but we are doing it for an incorruptible. I therefore so run, Paul says. Not as so certainly, and I so fight, not as one that beats the air. He knows what he's doing. He's not just, you know, beating the air and so forth. You know, he's fighting a good fight. He's fighting to win the victory. And he says, but I also keep my body under and bring it under subjection and so forth, so that, you know, by all means, you know, I have preached to others. You know, I don't want to be myself a castaway after I preach to others. So he's telling, fight that good fight. See, run the race. Keep your eyes on the prize. Also, the same thing we're told in Hebrews chapter 12. We are told in verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, he says, you know, wherefore, seeing we also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset. That's the thing that's going to punch the hole in your armor. Lay these things aside and so forth. Put on righteousness. Hallelujah. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despising the shame, and is now sit down on the right hand of God, or the throne of God. Now, Jesus, he went for that prize. He went. It's called the pearl of great price. And he went for that gold, and he got it. Amen. And that's the reason we're all sitting here today. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? That's right. He got that prize. He went for that gold. Oh, my. And he got the victory, and he sat on the right hand of the throne of God. Now, there's so many stories in the Bible of the heroes of faith that fought the good fight. They wouldn't back down. You know, they fought that fight. They got a victory. And let's read what the Bible has to say about some of them in Hebrews chapter 11. I am going to read just a couple of verses. The whole chapter talks about, you might call it the annals of faith here. But we're going to just read starting at verse 32. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and all the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms. Amen. You know, they subdued kingdoms. Now through faith you can do all things. You can cast down imaginations. You can bring down strongholds. You can subdue kingdoms. Now David did it. I mean, Daniel, he did it. He subdued those kingdoms. Even David too. You know, by faith. You know, he went up against many armies and so forth. You know, they wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of the lions. You know, that's Daniel in there. They quenched the violence of the fire. You know, that's Daniel's friends there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They escaped the edge of the sword. They did all these things. You know, in weakness, they were made strong. See, these were not pushovers. You know, and they waxed valiant. In fact, they turned to flight. The armies of the aliens. You know, These people, you know, they were strong. The Bible says in Daniel 11 and 32. So the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. How many of you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We see that when all of these heroes of faith, what they did, these things were only written for our examples, you know, and so forth like that. And every victory that they got, you know, they knew that the Lord was on their side. That's how they got the victory. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, the Lord is able to deliver us. Amen. He said, we know he's able. See, so you got to know that the Lord is able, you know, to deliver. And he did deliver them. Now in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, the Bible says, oh, my enemy, do not rejoice over me when I fall, because I'm not going to stay down for the count. Amen. I will arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Now, is there someone of you? Some of you, are there some of you here this morning? You know that, you know, maybe you'll be at town, but don't stay down for the count. Maybe you are sitting in darkness, the Lord is going to be a light unto your path. You've heard me talk about the fighters and so forth, the good ones, boxers and so forth. They might get knocked down, you know, during the round and so forth, but they're going to get up, you know, and sometimes they come back and win the bout. You know, and their corner is always telling them, get up. Now, the Lord and I are in your corner this morning. I'm in your corner this morning saying, get up. The Lord is in your corner this morning saying, get up. Amen. And get up and win the victory. The Lord is on your side. Praise God. So Micah tells us, don't rejoice against me, over me, or my enemy, and so forth. When I am down, I am going to arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord is going to be even a light unto me. Now David, oh my, that David, he knew how to reach out. Even when he was down, he knew how to reach out. The Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. When he was down, he was faced with so many things. Many times, you know, challenges, Goliath and all these things. And even sometimes his son and so forth, you know, went up against him there. But, you know, here's what he says in Psalms 42. And verse 5. So why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieting within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Amen. And I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, I shall yet praise him for the help, you know, of his countenance. He said it. You know, and every time that he'd be down, he'd talk to his soul. He knew how to fire that soul up. And he'll say, you know, oh my soul, the Lord is my fortress. He is my strong tower, my high tower, my deliverer, my rock, my shield. He is my salvation, and he's become my song. David, he knew how to do that. And he'll bring that, you know, he'd encourage himself and bring that victory from out from within. You know, he would never stay down. And he said again in verse 11 of the same psalm, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieting within me? Hope thou in God. Oh, are you down this morning? Does your soul feel a little heavy? Do you feel a little down? Why not challenge your soul this morning to hope in the Lord? And say to yourself, are we yet praising? Now, some people know how to praise the Lord when the going is good. But can you praise him? Can you give him the glory and the praise even when the going is hard and bad? You know, so to speak. But you know he's bringing you through on the other side. You know, you heard me say this many times. And David, he knew how to do it. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He knew he's coming out on the other side. That's why he said, though I walk through. See, didn't say, though I walk into. Into would be a dead end. But he said, though I walk in through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm coming out on the other side. See, I will fear no evil. Even as Jesus said to the disciples, let us go to the other side. That's what he said. So they, you know, if they would have believed the word of the Lord, they would have known that there's no way they would perish in the boat, because he said, we're coming out to the other side. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, he told them, we're going through to the other side. And, you know, even people today, you know, from the very things when people are going through things, sometimes you say, you know, people say, well, I'm going through some stuff right now. So, well, by your own admission, by your own words, you're already saying you are coming out on this. Nobody says I'm going into some problems. People always say, I'm going through. So going through means you're coming out of the other side. How many of you say, praise the Lord? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. So believe the Lord. He's going to bring you through on the other side. Now, there is nothing that you can do without faith. Faith is the evidence, and faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Now, remember, Jesus, he's already whooped that devil. Jesus, he has already beaten that devil. He has already destroyed the powers and the principalities. The Bible says he made an open show of them. He nailed them to the cross, and Jesus said, I am he that liveth. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys. He got those keys and of hell and death from the devil. From henceforth now, he's expecting until all his enemies be made his footstool, and the last enemy, death. See, and Jesus, the Bible says in Hebrews, that Jesus died, that through death he might deliver them who all their lifetime, you know, were subject to fear, bondage, and so forth because of death. Jesus already broke that power of death. And we don't have any cause and any reason to be afraid, because the Lord, he gave us a victory, you know, and so forth. We, nobody, no child, no elect of God should be afraid of death. Jesus already whooped that. He got the devil. He took the keys of hell and death from him. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 2. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, verse 14, Jesus himself also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them all, you know, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And he did it too. He set us free. Praise God. Now, the power of God is with you this morning. Jesus gave us that power. You know, he gave it. He announced it when he sent the disciples back, you know, forth to go out, you know. And here's what he told them in Luke chapter 10. He said, behold, in verse 19, I give you power. No, let me start at verse 18. He said unto them, behold, I beheld Satan as lightning. Falling down from heaven. Now that's moving at the speed of light. 186,000 miles per second. Now that's fast. That's how fast the devil gets away from the power of God through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Now, Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. That's all kinds of unclean spirits and all demon powers. And he said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Amen. Now, that's all the power of him. That's not some of the power. That's not power over failure and not power over disease. That's not power over sickness and not power over this or that. No, everything that the devil has, every plan, every imagination, and every aspect that the devil can bring something through, God has already given you power in the name of Jesus over all his work, over all the plans of the enemy. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Thank you, Jesus. The Lord already gave you power. He gave you the power. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, he said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, that scripture, in order for that scripture to be fulfilled in your life, you must not punch holes in the armor. You must put on that whole armor of God. That's right. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, today, this is the message this morning. That you do not give up, but that you be strong in the Lord. And I'm going to read a couple of verses as we begin to close this out from the Psalms. I love to read the Psalms because that man David, he knew how to reach out, you know, to God when he's in any kind of a situation. And he always knew it as God that gave him the victory over every situation. He knew it wasn't in his own strength. Guess what he says in Psalm 144 and verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness, see, it's God. It's going to give you the victory and he's going to help you. My goodness, my fortress, my high tower, and my deliverer, my shield, oh my. And in him who I would trust, he's the one that subdued everybody under me. Praise God. Now, this man David, he knew it. He knew how to do it. He said in Psalm 44 and verse 5. Here's what he says, Psalm 44 and verse 5. He said, through thee, that's through the Lord, will we push down our enemies. Through thy name, we will tread them under that rise up against us. For we will not trust in our bow, neither shall our sword. You know, but he knew the power of God was with him. And if you trust the Lord, he will give you that victory just like he gave to David. Praise God. Psalm 27, psalmist always said, you know, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? He said, when anyway, my wicked ones and so forth, my foes, when they came up with my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. And he got the victory. In the name of the Lord, he got the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, this is the secret of how you are going to get a victory. And we are going to close with this. In Psalm 24, he gives that secret. You must lift up your head. You must not stay down for the count. Now remember, I've said this before. The little child that wants to be carried by the parent or the mother must lift up their arms. See, when they lift up their arms, that signifies that they want the parent to lift them up. You know, so you do that also like the little child. You've got to lift up your head. Now here's what he says in Psalm 24, verse 7. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Oh my. See, now that's saying that, you know, when you got your head bowed down and so forth like that, you know, if you want that King of glory to come in there and give you the victory, you've got to lift up your head. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't stay down for the count. You know, just lift up your head and look for the victory in expectation. Look for that victory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts is his name. Now he told them again, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, he shall come in. And when he comes in, he's going to give you the deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when you lift up those hands, lift up your heads and so forth, the Lord is going to come in and give you the victory. And sometimes you say, you know, some people say, well, you know, my situation is so heavy and all of this, and I can't even lift up my head, you know, and so forth. Well, here's what the Lord says in Psalm 3 and verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory. Oh, my. And I lift up of my head. Praise God. Thou art my glory. Yes. And I lift that up of my head. Yes, the Lord, he will help you even to lift up your head. All you have to do is be willing. And you must put on that whole armor. You must put on righteousness as a breastplate, you know, so you don't punch any hole in there and so forth. And you must trust the Lord with all your heart. And you must know that God is on your side. And he's going to give you the victory. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wave your hands before the Lord. Amen. And now I'm going to pray that prayer of faith that is going to give you that victory. You latch on, you know, to this faith. Now, you know, how do we know we're going to get the victory? Because, you know, a professional, you know, when they do their work, you know, like if you take your car to an auto mechanic that knows what he's doing, and if you take somebody who doesn't know what he's doing, you're going to get your car ruined and worse off than you started with. But if you take it to somebody who knows what they're doing, they will, you know, when they fix that car, they tell you it's fixed, you know, because they know exactly what they're doing now. You know, being, you know, instruments of righteousness in God's hands, being subordinate priests under the Most High Priest, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. We know how this works. And when we use that faith, oh yes, we know that God has us. In fact, we're told, you know, by the Spirit of the Lord, that if you have that gift of faith and you know how to walk it, you know, it's almost like God will answer you as if it, you know, what you speak is his own very words. He'll honor your words as if they were his. So this morning we'll pray that prayer of faith. Father, lift up your hands now, everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, O Lord, the Spirit of God, a breakthrough in every life. Cause the heads that are bowed down to be lifted up, the hands that are hanging down this morning, let them be lifted up. The feeble knees, let them receive strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. And is there anyone that is sitting in darkness this morning? The Bible says, you know, if you sit in darkness and if you fear the Lord, you see, he said, if you love the Lord and so forth, he said, stay upon God and he will give you the victory. Just stay with the Lord. If you obey the Lord and so forth, you stay with him and he will give you the victory. I don't care how long it takes, he's going to give you the victory. And he will give you the victory this morning as we believe the Lord together. Now we're going to push back the forces of darkness and everything that has pit himself against you. Now remember, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he lifts and he will deliver you out of them. The end of the story is always that you will be delivered. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the end of the story. Praise God. You can tell the end of the book, you know, from the beginning. The Bible says we've seen all the afflictions of Job, but we've seen the end of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. He, at the end of it all, the Lord always gives the victory. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Father, deliver your people this morning out of every affliction. Cause every head to be lifted up and let the King of glory come in the name of Jesus. And I come against every unclean spirit, all the forces, the spiritual wickedness in high places and so forth. In the name of Jesus, I command them to bow to the authority of the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, let my people go in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let the people of the Lord go. Hallelujah. Because they have an appointment with destiny. Their place is to be seated with Christ in heavenly places, not to be down, not to be, you know, in any kind of, you know, losing way. You know, they've got the victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says you've got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Give you the victory at all times. As you stay with this word of the Lord. The Lord, even thy God, he will cause your head to be lifted up. And he will deliver you. And he will be with you. And you will know that the Lord, he has set you free. The hand of the Lord is upon you for good. And the Bible says, speak ye comfortably unto my people. Speak comfortable words. And that's the words we've spoken unto you this morning. That's the reason we come to church. You might come in a little down, but at the end, you got to go home shouting and rejoicing. Yes, shouting and rejoicing. Praise God. You've got to go home shouting and rejoicing. Praise God. Now, how many of you feel like you've been to church this morning?